This is United States versus Lawshea. Mr. Taylor?
May it please the court, Mr. Miller, John Taylor, and Richard Parsons from the Central District Federal Defender Program. Your Honors, it seems to us incumbent upon us here today to distinguish this case from Wardlow because a failure to do, of course, ends this case. Wardlow is a Terry stop issue, but in Wardlow, as opposed to Lawshea, the case we have here, the officers, once they caught up with Mr. Wardlow, did a typical Terry stop and frisk and then arrested him. In this case, we have the initiation of a Terry stop, then the use of a canine, which we suggest once the canine bit.
I think you're looking at the wrong. No, if the policeman is right next to you and he says stop, you're going to stop. If the policeman is too far away, maybe he's too fat, he can't run after you or something, then he says stop or I'll release the dog. Well, if you stop, the dog isn't going to bite you. He's going to remain on the leash. So he's just telling you to stop. So I think it's just like, so I think the bite is completely irrelevant.
Well, Judge, I think that's a factual matter, which we don't contest that there's no clear error here on what Judge McCuskey did before. It's really a legal issue, Judge, which is de novo here.
The dog is irrelevant. I mean, suppose you're standing, the policeman comes up to you and has reasonable suspicion and says, stop, you don't want to ask you a question or frisk you or something, and then the person, you know, runs away. Well, the policeman can run after him, I think can release a dog at him or what have you to effectuate the stop. The point is, as long as you obey the policeman, you're in no danger of being bitten. So it'd be very different if what had happened was as soon as the person started running, the police officer had released the dog who chases the person and bites him. That would be a very different case. But that's not what happened here.
We disagree, Judge. Terry tells us.
You disagree
us
that it's what happened?
No.
I disagree with your articulation of what's happening in this case, Judge. Terry tells us that the amount of force sufficient
to effect. There's no force when you say stop, right? There's no force. The force only comes if the person disobeys. If the police officer is making a lawful order to you, stop, because he has reasonable suspicion for a Terry stop, then there's no use of force.
Judge,
you're supposed to obey the police officer, right?
Your Honor,
he can't shoot you in the back, but you have to obey.
Your Honor, that's circular.
No, it's not.
There's no obligation. There's no obligation.
When a police officer says stop, if he has reasonable suspicion, you have to stop.
Is that what you're arguing with?
The dog's not going to bite
you.
I don't agree with that, Judge.
So that's what I thought.
That's not what the case law
says. You don't think he has to stop.
That's correct. The case law doesn't say that.
So if he says stop and you don't stop, and he says if you don't stop, I'm going to turn the dog loose on you, he can continue to run under your theory.
Under our theory, Your Honor.
Okay.
Thank you.
So at what point, I mean, what would you suggest would have been a less forceful way to detain him?
He had two options.
I mean, when he doesn't stop.
He had two options, Judge.
Well, let me start here. When he runs, do you agree that the officer has reasonable suspicion?
Yes.
Okay. So then if he has reasonable suspicion and he can, so would one warning be enough that he's going to release the dog?
We would suggest to you,
Or two
Your Honor,
warnings?
We would suggest to you, and Terry talks in the context of reasonable force necessary to effectuate the Terry stop, that at some point in time the force becomes so great that it then becomes a custodial
arrest.
So
he couldn't release the dog at all under your theory?
That's our theory, Judge. Right. So now that's what I want to know.
Thank
What's
you.
The reasonable force he could have used
Thank
if he
you.
Hadn't released the dog?
That's what the district judge asked. There were two things he could have done. One, he could have let the guy go.
Well,
two,
great. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Well, Judge, it's not. May I address that? May I address that, Your Honor?
Quickly.
May I address
that's
that,
so
Your Honor?
Silly.
Yeah. May I address that? It's not silly. You're talking about a person's Fourth Amendment rights. I don't find that silly at all. The individual who makes a Terry stop, judge,
there's no Fourth Amendment right to run away from a policeman when you've been lawfully stopped.
No, but there is a Fourth Amendment to have the police use reasonable force necessary to effectuate the Terry stop, so it doesn't become.
Well, that eliminates your first one if he could just let him go. That's what you said.
That's one. The second one was he could call other officers to the scene. If we look at the transcript of the suppression hearing, the officer stated that within 20 to 30 seconds.
So in other words, you don't think dogs should be allowed in police enforcement.
I didn't say that. I think dogs should be used.
No, but it's what you imply.
May I continue, Your Honor?
Sure.
I think dogs should be used when there's probable cause for a custodial arrest. I don't think dogs should be used when there is only reasonable suspicion for a Terry stop.
So a Terry stop would eliminate the use of a dog for a capture.
That's correct. If there's probable cause.
That's your theory anyway.
That's our theory, Your Honor. That's our theory. And we think that Wardlaw is distinguishable from this case because in Wardlaw, they chased the suspect, Mr. Wardlaw. He eventually stopped. The case was not well developed at the Supreme Court what the record was. He stopped or was stopped by police officers. They then did the typical pat and
frisk.
Your
time has expired.
Thank you, Your Honor. Thank you so much.
Mr. Miller?
May it please the court, counsel. My name is Eugene Miller. I represent the United States in this case. Counsel has conceded there was reasonable suspicion in this case once the
for
defendant.
For a Terry stop. His objection is the use of a dog to see somebody at a Terry stop, not with probable cause for arrest.
Correct, Your Honor. And as we
and
stated.
That's the issue.
That is
a legal
Your Honor.
Issue.
It is.
Okay, and now what do you want to do? Fight with somebody else up here? You know? Talk Judge Posner out of his position.
No, Your Honor, not at all. We would ask the court to affirm the district court because the district court ran through the scenarios that this was the reasonable alternative in this case where warnings were issued before he was released. And the safest alternative, given that the defendant was at that time armed with a loaded gun running through the housing complex at night. And we would ask this court to affirm the district court. If you have no further questions, I'll return the balance of my time.
Okay, thank you very
much. Thank you.
Next case for argument.